From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The suspect in the New York City bombing that wounded 29 people is in the hospital recovering from bullet wounds after a shootout with police who were wounded. President Barack Obama spoke about the daily sacrifice of police officers.
It is outstanding police work, outstanding law enforcement work. I, in particular, want to give a heartfelt thanks to the New Jersey police officers who were able to apprehend this individual.
Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami with five counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded two officers. Rahami's alleged motive for the bombings is unknown. The FBI also wants to question Rahami about another bombing Saturday morning in Seaside Park, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race. No one was hurt there. Although Rahami is off the streets, New York remains on high alert, with hundreds of police officers on hand for the UN General Assembly. Somali community leaders in the U.S. state of Minnesota are fearing retaliation after a Somali-American man allegedly stabbed nine people at a shopping mall before he was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. A Somali elder told VOA that the community is worried about the impact from Saturday's attack. The police chief in St. Cloud, Minnesota, said the assailant made references to Allah during the knife attack at the Crossroads Center and even asked if one person was a Muslim. But authorities have not given a motive for the attack. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, is investigating the stabbings as a potential act of terrorism. This is VOA News. The United States is accusing Syria of conducting airstrikes on aid trucks, which on Monday had been attempting to reach besieged Aleppo. The raid came as a tenuous one-week ceasefire appeared to dissolve, with Syria's military blaming its collapse on U.S.-backed opposition forces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said only Washington and Russia, the architects of the latest attempt to halt hostilities in Syria, could declare the ceasefire at an end, not Damascus. Kerry said Monday the ceasefire in Syria is holding and in some aid is getting through, but that U.S. and Russian officials are meeting to see if it can continue.
The basic ceasefire is holding but fragile, obviously. Humanitarian assistance is moving today to some eight different locations, but we're waiting to get the full download from our team that is meeting now with the Russians in Geneva. That process is continuing, and we'll see where we are in the course of the day.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Authorities are still investigating a fire which forced thousands of people to flee for safety Monday at a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. There were no reports of injuries. Lesbos was the main destination for the more than 1 million people who reached Greece's eastern islands from Turkey since the beginning of 2015. Greece is struggling to reduce overcrowding at migrant camps on its islands, even though the flow of people is less than last year, and the slow processing of asylum requests is adding to frustrations that sometimes spark violence among residents. The international community is pledging to improve its response to the global refugee and migration crisis. The announcement came out of a high-level summit Monday at the United Nations, where member states agreed to protect the rights of refugees and migrants and to share responsibility for large movements of people on a global scale. However, a plan to ask governments to resettle 10% of the world's refugees each year was dropped, and the final declaration has no requirement that countries take specific numbers of people, which has led to criticism. Human Rights Watch said the declaration is a missed opportunity to widen the scope of refugee and migrant protections, asserting its limit expectations for concrete new commitments. And police in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 17 people, including policemen, have died during protests calling for President Joseph Kabila to step down. The opposition accuses Kabila of trying to extend his time in office unconstitutionally by delaying elections. Supporters of the president deny this. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Details on more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.